monitoring. Last calling station, did not make that out. Down in the noise, can't hear you. Your station is not properly operating.
JBM.
I'm not operating properly.
OWWD.
4HKX N4JBM.
N4HKX. Hey, Jerry, can you make out that other station?
Sounds like he's chewing on some food or something. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Hey, Leroy.
Thanks, Warren.
How about yourself?
Just doing some yard work this morning.
Nice day for it.
It's a lot better than I thought it was going to turn out to be this morning. I thought they was forecasting some rain today, but maybe that's later on tonight.
Well, yeah, I think they've been moving that forecast around quite a bit. Go ahead, Jerry.
Who up to this morning, Patrick? N4JBM.
Yet, the wife's leaving here in a little while, so I'm just hanging out now for her.
You find that bill left?
Hey, Roy. So, what you working on in the yard? My yard's still soggy as can be, and we ain't that far apart.
On a hill, so it's got pretty good drainage. I'm just trying to get some backwoods cleared out that's just beyond my property that I've been fighting with. I just had a new fence put in earlier last year, and just trying to keep vines from growing up on this one. Maybe the trees off of it this time.
Yeah, I went outside earlier to look at cutting some grass, but my tires are just marring up the yard too bad.
I push mine, so I use push mower on mine, so it doesn't get too bad. I got some of it done last night, and with anticipation of rain today, but at least got the backyard cut. I hadn't cut it in a couple weeks. I hadn't had the time, but now I'm trying to get these vines cut off the fence line that's weed-eaten, and if it stays dry, I'm going to try to cut the front.
Yeah. I push mow, but 3 acres is a little much to push mow.
I understand that. Mine's not quite 3 acres. It's maybe a quarter acre, but it's still big enough. It's not quite big enough for a riding mower, but not quite too big for a push mower.
Patrick, what you getting into later?
I'm probably going to be working out in the yard a little bit and probably touch up the driveway. UPS likes to make a mess out of it.
Nice little rut where Amazon and UPS likes to turn around in mine.
I can't say much. I live on a hill, so it's pretty steep getting in and out of here. You bring those trucks in, you're going to spin something up.
Yeah, mine's just... my lower driveway is right at the corner of that dirt road, and they'll make the turn down it, realize they're going to be going the wrong road instead of staying on the hardtop they need to be on. So they'll back into that driveway and then turn their wheels, and every time they do, they dig it a little deeper.
Yeah, roger that. Well, guys, I'm going to bail out, get back to hanging out with the wife. You gentlemen have a good day, and good luck out in the yard. Hopefully mine will clear up a little bit where you can stand to walk through it.
Have a good day. I'm going to get out here too, get back to work. I just heard static on the truck radio, and I thought I'd see who was on there. Y'all have a good day, K5WLL. Be safe.
Boy, 73, Jerry. Y'all both have a good day. KO4HK. And I'll be clear.
VWA, how you doing, boy?
How you doing there, old man?
Feeling old, feeling old. I hadn't heard you on here in a coon's age. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. Been working me to death. My role done changed a little bit. at the company. No longer have the regular truck. Now I have a crane truck, and I get all the big stuff. And last week I had like 88 point some hours. I had 6 emergency calls after hours, double time. And I tell you what, it wore me out. I was glad to come off call yesterday morning.
Hey, do you make loans? Do you make loans? You making all this money. I figured you might be a loan shark, too.
I got called in the office last Monday. I was out there griping and fussing, complaining on the dock, you know, and I threw my hands up in the air, and I just said, why am I, you know, blankety blank blank, why am I still here? Because, you know, we've done ordered one door 3 different times for a customer, and they keep ordering the same track with it. I got called in the office, and now I'm making $32 an hour.
Well, so the squeaky wheel gets the grease, huh? Well, so, but you're still doing overhead doors, right?
Yeah, I'm still doing them. I might lose you here. I'm pulling into the drive-thru here. If you can't hear me, hang on just a second.
Glad to hear you're still doing good. Well, hey, did you ever get your tower up?
Hang on, just give me just a second. Come out the other end, and I'll get back to you. Hang on just a second.
K4BWA, standing by.
Standing back out under that awning. It got real staticky under that awning.
Yeah, I got you. Got you good and clear. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing good, bud. And I'm sorry you don't have your tower up yet, but it don't sound like you got enough time to use it if you did get it up.
Well, summertime, I done told them, man, I'm going to have to back off a little bit. You know, I mean, I'm spending too much time on the road doing stuff and working too late. I told them I'm going to have to back off some of that. You know, there's too many more guys there to me that's supposed to know what I know, and evidently they don't. So, I mean, but they're going to have to learn.
Throw them into the lines. They'll learn. They'll start picking it up real quick.
What I asked him when he called me in the office Monday and told me I was making 32, you know, I went from 25 to 32. With a helper, I make 33. That's an extra hour, extra dollar on an hour for a trainee pay, and it works out pretty good. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like it. I like what I do. It's just, you got stupid people that can't order what we need. I mean, I ain't calling them stupid, but, you know, one of the guys ain't been there that long, so I can't much blame him much as I can the guy that sits behind him that's been there ever since overhead door was overhead door in Greenville, you know. And it makes me mad that you go out to a customer and find out you got the wrong tracks and stuff for a door, and then turns around, and then here it is a month or so later, and you show back up at the customer and say, hey, they ordered the same thing again. You know, and they having problems out of the doors that they got. And that's kind of why I got called in the office, you know, because I've done explained to them, told them how much track and stuff we were supposed to have for that door. You know, it's 8 foot of, you know, vertical track with 8 foot of high lift in it. But I guess it worked out good. I got a raise out of it.
Hang on just a minute, I gotta get something out of a mailbox. I tell you what, like I said, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, but who knows, maybe you can get some kind of something going there with those guys and get them straightened up.
That's kind of hard to straighten out stupidity, man. I mean, you know, when you hire people that's never really done doors before in their life, it's kind of hard to, you know, get people on the right track, you know, because they've learned one way and they think they figured it out, but they hadn't figured it out. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to convert people back around to make them do what they need to do.
Well, what they need to do is just have those people that are go out in the field and actually see what it is that they're doing so that they can understand what they're ordering. I've always found, you know, field experience makes the best parts people. So, well, Bud, I'm glad to talk to you this morning. I'm glad to hear you doing good. I hadn't heard you in a long time, so I got to jump off here a minute. I got to go pick up a piece of equipment that I got to install on Monday down in Atlanta and get prepped up for that. So I got to jump. So anyhow, 73, Kevin, I'm glad to hear from you. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Hey, I'm glad to hear from you too there, man. It's been a long time. And, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear that you're doing good. And, yeah, I'm about to ride back at the QTH here. I had to run out and grab some breakfast. Tried to sleep in a little bit this morning, get my beauty sleep, you know. Seems like the more beauty sleep I get, the uglier I get, but, you know. But I'll say 73 to you over that way. KN4 VWA, KN4 UBG. You have a good one and be safe. Going toward Atlanta Monday. UBG. Has arrived at my destination in the QTH. I'll be clear.
KA3, JCA, Bonner Train 610. 4 UBG, KA3JCA. Can I get a radio check?
QTXJ here, making it loud and clear.
You're about, sir. KA3JCA.